You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 11 with Abby Cooper.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Hey friends, I'm excited for this next episode with nutrition coach, Abby Cooper. In today's episode, we talk about how it can be a challenge as we get older to drop those unwanted pounds, or maybe you've lost the weight, but your body composition is still not where you want it to be. Abby talks about different ways to view our food, and instead of starving ourselves and eating less than 1,200 calories, she's going to talk about how we can eat more and work toward the body and health we are wanting. I hope this show leaves you more encouraged about your health journey and what you can do different to change things up. Let's go to the show. Abby, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, Amber. Thanks for having me.
So I like to start off every show with an icebreaker. So what is your favorite vacation spot you have ever been to and why? And this can be with or without kids.
Oh, this is a good topic. let's see. About 5-6 years ago, my husband's entire family had the chance to go to Europe, actually on a little family vacation. My father-in-law is has been involved with lacrosse for most of his adult life and actually got to go for the World Games, the World Lacrosse Games. They were in Manchester, England. And so as a family, we got to I grew up never dreaming in a million years I would actually be able to like stand in front of the Eiffel Tower and see it. Yeah. And so I think it was just, it was one of those vacations that felt so out of reach.
Yeah.
I just didn't think I would ever have an opportunity.
Yeah.
And then again, my childhood friend, like he left the States when we were 11 and moved back to Belgium. And again, that was just one of those places I'd never dreamt that I would actually get to like physically visit in my adult life. So I think it was just so surreal and so iconic to actually stand in the Louvre and like, like see the Mona Lisa was something that I never thought I would experience. And so thanks to my amazing in-laws, I actually got to experience that. And it's something that we still, my husband's younger siblings, we still talk about. I think we'll be talking about it when we're 80 years old.
That
it was that
so
great
cool.
of a trip.
I love it. So. That's great.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. So let's get into the show. And why don't we quickly go over who you are and how you got to the place that you are today?
Sure. So my background is kind of varied and I'll tell you a little bit about professionally and then I'll transition into kind of my journey to motherhood and then where I'm at now. So I've always worked in a healthcare type environment and my last like full-time professional gig was at what is now called the Osher Center for Integrative Medicine at Vanderbilt. At the time I was there, it was the Vanderbilt Center for Integrative Medicine and I did a variety of things there. Primarily, I was a nutrition coach and educator. So I sat one-on-one with patients. And as a nutrition coach, you talk more about the practical application of food. So not just what should I be eating, but rather like, how do I actually do it in my real life, given that, you know, I may have a medical diagnosis or I have a super complicated life or whatever, but really focusing on the practical side of stuff. I taught nutrition classes. I spoke a lot of at corporate, like lunch and learns and that sort of thing. And that was what I was doing up until my husband and I, as I alluded to earlier, my husband and I have one son who just turned 4 last week and he was adopted from Taiwan when he was 1 year old. And so I was working at Vanderbilt when we brought him home and I kind of transitioned down to a part-time position in the months that followed our adoption. And then about roughly a year after he came home, a little less than that, I decided to kind of take a season. We moved and it was a really good transition point for me to kind of focus just on being a mom and making that transition. So I stayed home full time for a year. And then last July, wound up at Temple Fitness, which is where I've been up until this point.
So with Temple Fitness, how about you share with the listeners what exactly you do there?
Okay. So again, it seems like every professional opportunity I've had is never just one thing. It's always a mixture.
Wear many hats.
It's always a mixture of stuff. So when my initial role there was actually the software system that I help implement and manage at Vanderbilt as part of my role. Temple had purchased that same system. Okay. And they were looking for somebody to help from that perspective. And I had the knowledge. And so it was an easy transition. So helping initially with, you know, software implementation and supporting that project, and then also just kind of helping from an operational standpoint, manage the membership side of the business. The co-owner, Kelly, knew that I had a training and a background and a passion for nutrition, but at that time, that part of the business was still very small and kind of in its earlier stages. Yeah. It hadn't grown a tremendous amount. And there was another individual at the gym that kind of shared a similar passion. And she and I, her name is Yolanda Lilly. She's kind of my teammate.
Yeah.
She and I kind of came together and approached the owners about, let us develop out the nutrition program and actually expand it. And she and I have been doing that for about, oh goodness, I guess about 7-ish months now.
Okay.
A little bit longer than that. And so we continue to kind of evolve that program and grow it.
Yeah. And so for the listeners out there, How I Met You Guys is doing a workshop on macros. And I know that a lot of people, when I say macros, the usual response is, I don't even know what a macro is. So before we dive into the whole program that you guys do, I'm going to have you explain to people what macros are and why they're important. And, and then we'll dive into the scan and kind of how that all comes together.
Absolutely. So it's interesting, you know, most of us, when we hear the word macros or macro tracking, some of us don't think we know what it means, but in actuality, we do, because macros is just short for macronutrients, which is simply protein, fat, and carbs, which of course, in every single food that we eat, it has some combination of a macro profile, no matter what the food is. Macro tracking is simply being mindful of how much of each one of those categories that you're eating every day. And there's a formula that goes into it for you to determine based on what your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish, basically what's your allotment every day that you should be eating from a macro standpoint to actually change your body composition. And it's interesting, you know, my role at Vanderbilt was less focused on a macro perspective. It was really focused more on just a nutrient dense diet. So trying to get people to eat real food and lots of it. You know, and it's interesting, my own journey has evolved over time as I've learned more, studied more, understood more. You know, so many people get so frustrated because their bodies just won't shift. They won't, they might be eating quote unquote really well.
Right.
But they're not seeing their body actually change. And really, until I started to understand the implications of what macro tracking actually does for the body and how it shifts the body, it makes complete sense. And it marries very well, not only from a fitness perspective where I'm like based and work out of, but really just for any individual that's looking to kind of maximize their nutrition and also change their body composition at the same time.
And that kind of leads me into who do you feel comes into this program the most? Like, who is your demographic that you really feel like you're kind of speaking to when doing this program?
Sure. So at our gym, primarily who we see, and this is not going to be surprising because, again, you and I are both mothers.
Yes.
It's mothers who are exhausted.
Yes.
people who, you know, and our clientele is not, we're more of what I would consider like a boutique style gym. So we're not a huge like membership based. It's a smaller place, but it's a, you know, young 30s above mom who is, you know, doing a pretty decent job of trying to walk, trying to exercise, trying to take better care of herself. But it's just frustrated, no energy. Again, body parts, you know, like moving in directions they don't want it to go. Maybe they've been successful in the past and all of a sudden they've hit a stage of life where the body just is not like doing what it used to. Maybe they, in the past could have done, you know, a quick little diet and yes. seeing results. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden metabolism starts to shift. Things just aren't doing yeah. what they used to do. And yep. they're frustrated.
Right.
And that is a lot of the clientele that we see, especially the mom who's trying to do it all and is yeah. just really frustrated at a lack of results.
Yeah. And I think too, when you're younger, you can get away with just working out really hard and kind of yes. eating what you want. And I do yeah. think as you get older, especially when you start approaching 40, that you really notice that it has to be changed in your diet. And if not, you're really, I mean, you're going to get stronger working out. And that's kind of what I had to learn the hard way
sure.
that it's like, I was working out and I was getting really strong, but I wasn't dropping the weight. And it's
right.
because you literally do have to watch what you're eating. You can't just work out really hard. And then I do think that there is kind of a certain formula to how to eat. And so, which is going to tie into my next question of breaking down what the program is sure. and talking about the scan that we have used and how that kind of provides the calories and macros to get the results that people need.
Sure. So our program kind of has a variety of entry points that a client can enter. And I will say this, while we do have, I'm going to talk about the body composition scanner that we have.
Sure.
We do work with clients in other parts of the country, in other states. You don't necessarily have to be scanned on a body composition scanner to start macro tracking. It does just provide you with a higher amount of detailed information whenever you begin, which can kind of help inform your, when you set macros, it allows you to set it with a higher degree of specificity versus if you're not having access to that, some of it is an estimation. It just has to be. And so I'll tell you, our program is structured to where, as you mentioned, we do have a body composition scanner. The device is called Aseca, is the brand name, S-E-C-A. It's a medical body composition analyzer. You know, it's interesting. Our device is not just primarily used for a fitness purpose. It's used in medical weight loss centers, cancer clinics, nephrology clinics, even up to professional athletic teams. For example, the Dallas Mavericks have one for rehabbing athletes.
Wow.
Because whenever a client scans on it, and literally when I say that, you stand on the device and hold on to the sides of it.
Yeah.
It only takes about 17 seconds to scan.
Right.
And then it gives a report and it tells us a variety of data points, some of which are more fitness specific and some are more general health related, but everything from body fat percentage to lean body mass to skeletal muscle mass broken down by region of the body, hydration, just a whole host of information. We take that data and then we actually do have a proprietary formula that we use based on what that scan result shows us to actually set macros. And so I'll give you like a specific example. So from a protein standpoint, when you're trying to decide, well, how much protein should someone be eating? It depends largely on their lean body mass in terms of how much you want to put that client on. So because we have that super detailed information
yeah.
from the scan,
mm-hmm.
we're able to get really accurate from a macro standpoint when we give that profile to the client. And so we have the clients that come in and they just do the scan because they're just interested in that. We have
sure.
clients that come in and do a scan. They do, they want their macros. And then we do a 1 hour consult where we actually sit down and go over all that information, give them the basics of how to begin macro tracking, and they kind of go forth and go on their way. And then we have on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have what we call like our VIP macro package, which is where you get paired one-on-one with a coach. That coach is, you're checking in with that coach every week. It's a high level of accountability and support. There are tweaks made to your macro profile. So let's say 6 weeks into the program, your body starts to plateau or something starts to, results start to, stall or slow a little bit. We make macro adjustments as a part of that program. So you're really being monitored and kind of held through that process. So we have, and then as you mentioned earlier, how you entered the program, mm-hmm. We also offer workshops to the public that we do a variety of times throughout the year. So there's a lot of different entry points depending on what the client is looking for.
Yeah. And I was going to ask too about the scan. Is there ways that people could find out if they don't live in the area where one of these scans are at a gym and then get scanned and then possibly hook up with you guys to do a macro program? Or
that is a great question. So there's a couple of different things that we can do when we work with clients that let me answer the first part of the question. Unfortunately, sure. Sika, the actual brand of our device, does not keep a like a vendor data, yeah, or like a vendor database, like where you can go on and search by zip code and find out. I do know that for the region that we're in, we're the only one in Middle Tennessee that has one. I believe there's only two other ones in our state. It's not the typical device. Now, there are what I would refer to as maybe scaled down versions of body composition scanners that you can go. And a lot of times they're in like nutrition shops, sometimes what like supplement stores will have some type of body scanner. And we have had clients that are out of state that actually do go and get a scan at a place like that. And then we'll send their results. Sure. And then there's other things that measurements that we can do with clients that are remote that while it doesn't offer as a high a degree of accuracy as our scan does, there are some formulas that we can use with a client based on some of their measurements, some other things that allow us to still set their macro profile, just maybe not with the exact accuracy that we would if they had scanned in-house. And really, macros in and of itself, it is a process somewhat of trial and error. Sure. So you start a, you know, you start a client out on what the numbers that you think are going to be best based on their goals and their scan and whatnot. But tweaking and adjusting that, that happens very frequently depending on how the client's body actually is reacting to the numbers.
Right. Yeah. And I do want to explain to everyone listening, I feel like a lot of women, especially moms, after having kids, they feel like they need to just be eating 1200 calories or less and no carbs. Like they're just eating, they're just trying to eat protein and all this kind of stuff, which protein is good, but to not be eating carbs is an issue. But I want you to go into that a little bit and tell us, why eating 1200 calories is maybe not going to help you lose weight. And also, how is it that you can eat more food and lose weight? I think this is something that, everyone's going to probably, you know, their ears are going to perk up to, to listen to this because I think I think it's very, confusing, like how that can actually work.
Sure.
So I would love for you to explain that.
Absolutely. No, I only could laugh when you said about not eating carbs and it's not good for your family either. Cause typically when that happens, we're angry.
Yes.
we're not in a good mental state. So it's fascinating. And at this point, based on our work, and we also, serve as a host site for, a challenge that happens in our county. And so as a result of that, we've scanned at this point, probably over, close to 400 people, I would say.
Wow.
So we've scanned a lot of clients and we're getting a pretty robust database. And it's amazing out of those clients, how many women come to us just in the exact description that you gave, severely under eating and not understanding why their bodies literally the scale will not budge. Like they're not dropping any fat whatsoever. And this is super counterintuitive to most women, especially, but a lot of times because you have chronically underfed your body, our bodies are, incredibly, you know, designed and are very smart. And when we chronically underfeed ourselves, the body goes into almost a conservation mode and says, you know what, I will not let go of any excess because I'm not even getting really what I need to survive on a basic level. And so I'm just going to kind of go into conservation mode and I won't let go of anything. And so, so for women who have chronically dieted or chronically underate, it can take some time to kind of restart the metabolism. And you may find yourself when you start macro tracking, eating more food than you've ever actually eaten in your life, but then actually watching weight drop. There's something called, there's kind of two different words it can be used to describe. So resting energy expenditure or BMR is another acronym that gets thrown out a lot. It's basically, without getting too like sciencey, it's how many calories that your body burns at rest in a 24-hour period. So if you were to literally lay in the bed for 24 hours and only like sleep and breathe, you don't get up, you don't do anything, our bodies burn a set amount of calories based on our body composition, how much skeletal muscle mass we have. There's a host of other factors. Our scan actually captures that as a data element whenever a client scans. And so it's amazing, these women, you know, that will scan and their resting energy expenditure is, you know, 1500 calories. And for as long as they remember, they've been eating or trying to eat 1200. And they just can't, like, it's eye-opening to realize, like, oh, okay, I've been underfeeding myself for years. This does kind of make sense as to why my weight won't do what I'm wanting it to do, because I'm literally not giving myself enough food. And so for some clients, it is being forced to eat more and get adjusted to that and kind of break that diet mentality of restriction and move into a place of, no, this is about feeding my body what it needs to function and to function well. And so we do see a lot of women that fall into that category.
Okay. So how long does it take, do you feel like, for a woman to really start seeing progress once starting to do macros?
That's a really great question. And I hate to say it depends, but it does.
So generally.
Let's just assume that the client does not have damaged metabolism. And okay, what I mean by that is the client that I just described that has like chronically underate or whatnot.
Sure.
If it's a person who's coming in with a relatively quote unquote normal metabolism, I mean, we see results in, I mean, pretty significant results as quick as a month. And when I say significant, let me also preface that by saying, you know, there are online programs and websites and social media sites that will promise you the moon, you know, in 30 days, lose 30 pounds.
Right.
That is obviously not the business that we're in. So our ultimate goal, number one, is for people to regain health, is to teach them a skill set that they can navigate for life on how to keep themselves at a healthy weight. And if fluctuations occur, they know how to get back on track again. But it's not about, you know, dropping 30 pounds in 30 days. It is a sustainable approach to health and weight loss.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've seen clients in as little as 4 to 6 weeks drop 10 pounds of fat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We like a healthy weight loss. We believe is around, you know, a pound to a pound and a, like somewhere between a pound and 2 pounds a week is reasonable and sustainable. And honestly, if somebody is losing faster than that, we get concerned, because one of our primary goals is to make sure that you don't lose muscle mass.
Right.
A lot of times when clients diet, they drop everything so fast, they lose fat, but then they eat into their muscle at the same time. We prefer to take a more slower approach, a more logical, thoughtful approach, so that you can maximize losing pounds of fat, but maintain your muscle mass in that process. And that's why, you know, especially for, again, our female clients, we tend to undereat protein just collectively as women. That's just what we do. It's rare I find a client where a female's like, I love meat. Give me all the meat.
It's a struggle.
It is. And so for most of us. And so that's one of the interesting things is one of the reasons why we stress so much about hitting those numbers, those macro targets, especially your protein, because that we want to maximize fat loss, but maintain that muscle mass in the process.
Yeah, I agree. And that was really eye-opening for me, that you really do need to hit your protein, and it's it's a real struggle for me.
I mean,
and like I think it is for most people, or most women especially. And but it is so important to hit it. And so I think that was one thing that really stood out to me. It was like, okay, if you want to lose weight, you need to be hitting your protein. And I know that it still is hard. And I think, oh my goodness, this could be a big part of why I have a hard time dropping the weight. I know that I have adrenal stuff too. And I know you know that, but mine is that, cause the listeners don't know that. And so, but minus that component, it's like, okay, so if I'm always say 50 grams off my protein, and I'm 50 grams over my carbs, even though when you look at my calories, they may be fine. They may be like 1500. And then even within that, you may not lose weight. That's what's crazy.
Yes. I love that you brought that up because that's actually one of the things we just had a client. It was actually a male client last week that came in and scanned, and he was doing an external challenge, not at our gym, but he had, you know, scanned at the beginning and we had set him up on macros, and in his mind, he was macro tracking. But actually what he was doing was calorie counting. He was not paying attention to his actual macros. And so at the end of his 12 weeks, he came back to be scanned, and he had been at a gym where they were doing a lot of strength training, and he had been dedicated. Like, he had not skipped. He was doing what he was supposed to do.
Sure.
And fascinating enough, when he scanned, he had actually lost a little bit of muscle and had put on fat.
Wow.
And at first he was, like really frustrated and like, well, macros didn't work. And when we actually sat down with him and had him, we weren't coaching him through the process. It was, he was on his own. But when we sat down with him and looked at his food log and MyFitnessPal, he was, some days he was having, you know, 60 grams of protein. Well, for his body size,
that's
he needed over 170 grams. So, and it was so amazing that despite the fact he'd been so on it for his exercise regimen, he was calorie counting and his body actually did not do at all what he wanted it to do, but he had hit his calories, but not his macros. And so I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's a huge misconception when somebody was like, well, I've tried counting calories in the past. Well, this is not counting calories. Mm-hmm. This is specifically about hitting those targets, those macronutrient targets. Yeah. And that's how the body starts to shift.
Yeah. And that is still my challenge. I always want to go up and over on the carbs and under on the protein. And that is a true challenge for me. But with that said, and as frustrating as that is, that I'm always having to try to figure that out, it does, though, give me something to look at and go, well, if you change this and you can get it more to where it needs to be, then you probably are going to start noticing the consistent weight drop. And so if, instead of just being like, I'm doing all this and nothing's happening, like a lot of people who are eating the 1200 calories and not paying attention to macros and not losing weight, where if you can look at something and go, well, you know what, let me like keep improving this number and then and dropping this number over here for the carbs, then I bet there's going to be a shift. And I think just knowing that there's something that you can do to really see progress, I think that alone, I feel like gives people hope.
Because, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's a learning process.
Yes.
And it is, again, our goal as macro coaches at Temple is to, you know, empower and enable a client. We always say, eventually, we don't want you to need us anymore. We want you to get to a point to where you understand your own body. You understand, like, you've been educated enough that you do understand how to make those tweaks for yourself, or you've been on the journey long enough that you know how to do it, and you don't necessarily need that level of support and accountability anymore, because you've literally like learned enough about what works for you that, and you know for yourself what you have to do to get yourself back on track if you were to deviate at some point. And I think that is, you know, we have clients that come in again that do these challenges, not at our gym, and they'll scan, and I'll often will ask them before I show them their scan results, you know, how adherent were you to your macros, you know, zero on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, 1 being, I never hit my numbers exactly. And 10 being, I always hit them.
Yeah.
And even clients who will tell me, okay, I'm probably about a 6.5.
Yeah.
They actually still have positive results on their scan. Could they have been better?
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
But even at 60% compliance, they've learned enough and have seen enough progress that they can take that knowledge and keep moving forward.
Yeah. And what I like about the scale, and going back to what you're just saying, even with my numbers and, you know, how I was frustrated because on the scale, it only showed like, I don't know, 1.3 pounds lost in 3 weeks. But when I went into to do the scan, it actually was a loss of over 3 pounds body fat, and I gained muscle, and you can't see that on a scale.
Yes.
So I do agree that the scale is not giving you a full idea of what is exactly going on. And also With that said, I could see that my muscle in my arms had increased. And so
yes,
that's really cool. And so I do feel like if people can, you know, get scanned if they're in the area, I do think it's really neat to see, because then it kind of gives you an idea, and then it gives you a way to check your progress besides right. just the scale. But I do feel, even if you can't do the scan, I do think it's good to kind of have your macros done, because I do think it will give you a good idea on how to eat. And I do want to say, because people may be thinking, so we always have to eat 100% clean, and that's not the case. So I do want to say that you can work in fun foods and stuff like yes. that, as long as you stay within your macros. And that's what I think is great about this program. So
absolutely. So, and a lot of times clients will ask me, well, what's, you know, macro tracking kind of has a couple of different names it goes by. So one is flexible dieting. If you Google that, you'll hear, and then another acronym that's often used is IIFYM. So if it fits your macros, those yeah. philosophies are a little bit different. So what we teach, and again, you know, this is, we do believe that 80% of your diet should be from what we call nutrient dense, you know, foundational foods, which is, you know, lean proteins, vegetables, healthy carb sources, healthy fats. But the other, you know, 15 to 20%, as you mentioned, can absolutely be reserved for those indulgences in life. You know, whether that's, you know, every second Friday night of the month, my family likes to do pizza night and I want to have room for that. Or, you know, we like to go to get frozen yogurt, you know, after church on Sundays, or whatever mm-hmm. your little thing is.
Yeah.
This approach is not, that's one of the reasons why I think it is so great for so many people. It also is not a dietary philosophy in the sense that I'm going to tell you what you have to eat. So we have clients that come to us that are vegetarian, some are pescatarian, some are paleo, and it works for everybody, because it's not about, like, we're not going to always say, I'm not the boss of you. Like, you get to decide how yeah, you want to hit right. your, within your macro profile, you yep. get to decide how that's going to be made up.
Yeah.
As long as you hit those targets. And again, if you want to reserve some room for some treats and some things that are a little bit more fun, well, absolutely, you can make that happen. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, exactly. And we're almost at the end of the show, and I wanted to have you kind of touch base on the women's energy level once they start getting on the program, because there might be listeners that are listening and, you know, they may not have weight to lose, or maybe they only have 10 pounds to lose, sure. but they're completely exhausted. And so yeah. I kind of want you to just tell us a little bit what you've noticed when people start shifting and eating macro based programs.
Absolutely. So we do believe, Yolanda, the other coach and myself do believe that it's not just about the food. Like, when somebody, and again, specifically talking to your audience, and we're in this boat yes. as well, when you're yeah. a wife and a mother, and you're also like trying to work or whatever it is that you're trying to do, when you start taking better care of yourself, and for a lot of us, how we feed and nourish ourselves is the very like core foundation of like self-care. It's the, you know, it's so critical. And we're invited into that process at least 3 times a day and we can yeah. choose to focus and make better choices in that space 3 times a day at a minimum.
Yeah.
And what we start to see is clients, when they start to take better care of themselves, not only does energy level come up, they feel better about their bodies, but then we actually start to see that play out in bigger ways. So self-confidence, you know, starts to shift. They actually, their marriage, we've seen marriages improve, because again, when a woman just does not feel good about herself, she feels not a priority. It's very difficult in a multitude of, you know, it plays out in a lot of different areas of life. So we see clients through something as simple as macro tracking, learning the skill set, learning how to balance their food in a way that their body gets stronger and leaner and healthier. Well, that plays out in a lot of different areas of life. Again, sleeping yeah. better, more energy, not relying on caffeine all day. Just better quality of life.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I wanted to give you the opportunity. Do you want to share with people where they can find you at Temple Fitness, like the website or whatever?
Absolutely. I would love to. So that website for Temple Fitness is just www.templefitnessfranklin.com. And there is a section on the page for, it'll say macronutrition or macronutrient program, and you can click on and it lists all of our different programs and packages. And I'll also will share my email address if any of your listeners have specific questions or anything they want to ask. It's Abby, A-B-B-Y, at templefitnessfranklin.com. And please feel free to shoot me an email if you have questions or just want to follow up on anything that we've talked about today. I love to chat with people about this.
And I do want to say Temple is T as in Tom, E, M as in Mary, P as in Paul, L-E, if people aren't catching that. And so, Abby, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I think a lot of people are going to walk away with a whole different thought process on food.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about something that I am super passionate about, and hope that it helps your listeners, and would love to be a resource if anybody needs it.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that you're finding a lot of value each week and that you're truly enjoying the show. If you are, make sure you're subscribing. That way you get the newest episodes every Tuesday. See you next week.